Epilogue. I guess there really is no honor among thieves, Nan said as she placed her coffee on the cafe table, pulled out a chair, and sat down. Guess not, Lexi shrugged. She was still on a high from their wedding the day before, and even the thought of the three murders couldn't dampen her spirits. Everything had gone perfectly at the reception, and Cassie's cake had been both gorgeous and delicious. She had to admit she'd been a little nervous wearing the $5 million gown, and was glad to finally hand it over to Davies. Now, sitting at the cafe tables at the cup and cake with her best friends and family, everything was perfect. I don't really understand how it all happened. Vera, in a bright turquoise and lime green outfit, sat at the next table, munching on a cinnamon roll. Stu, Ramona, and Eddie planned the heist, Jack said. Stu and Eddie arranged it so that they were the security detail at night, and Ramona worked in the control room, where they stored the videos from the security cameras. She removed the section of video that showed Stu and Eddie taking the scepter and replaced it with a section of tape from earlier, but changed the timestamps.
So it looked like the scepter was there 1 minute and then gone the next, Nance added.
Then they took the diamonds out of the scepter, and Stu paid Philippe to have them sewn into Veronica's gown,
John added.
Philippe's business wasn't doing well, and I guess he took the money to try to save it.
It was almost perfect, except Millie switched the gowns by mistake during one of the fittings, Nan said as she nibbled her eclair.
And Stu got greedy, so Eddie and Ramona decided to cut him out, Jack added. That was Ramona that had the fight with Stu that day. Eddie killed Stu and then went to get the gown,
John said.
I think Eddie expected Chez Philippe to be empty, because the store is usually closed at that time. But when he got there, he found Philippe and Veronica. He shot them and took Veronica's gown, which was actually the wrong one.
Jack went over to the self-serve coffee station to refill his cup. So it was Eddie that broke into Chez Philippe the next night? Lexi asked.
Yes. At first we assumed the break-in was to cover up something about the murder, but he was actually looking for the stones. That's why he ransacked the sewing area.
Cassie narrowed her eyes. So the whole time, Ramona was making plans to double-cross Eddie?
Yep.
John nodded.
She'd already gotten him to do the killings, so all she had to do was make off with the stones. But when they discovered Eddie took the wrong gown, that screwed up her plan.
And she knew I had a gown almost identical to Veronica's because she saw us that day at the fitting, Lexi said. Plus, she also knew you were doing some investigating, Nance added. So once she figured out you had the dress with the real diamonds, she broke in to steal it from your house. Except, it wasn't at Lexi's, Vera said. I had it in the RV that we were driving around town in on that day. Right. Nan spooned some sugar into her coffee. So Ramona took the opportunity to plant the necklace she'd stolen from Eddie earlier and steal Lexi's red lace panties.
Lexi felt her cheeks grow warm.
Then later, she planted the panties at Eddie's and wrote the fake note that she mailed to my house.
We found those panties under Eddie's bed.
Jack wiggled his eyebrows at Lexi, whose cheeks got even warmer. And I think Eddie must have been working a plan to double-cross Ramona, too, Nan said. The few times we talked to him, he kept trying to insinuate that Ramona was acting strange. He was trying to point us in her direction.
And apparently, he didn't tell Ramona he'd taken the dress. Not until after he discovered the stones weren't diamonds and he needed her help,
John added. Well, I'm just glad everything worked out. The case got solved, we got married, and tomorrow we get to leave on our tropical honeymoon. Lexi smiled at Jack.
Well, it's too bad you won't be around to see the new bakery go in across the street.
Nans looked at the empty storefront, almost directly across from the cup and cake. Lexi froze. What bakery?
Oh, you didn't hear? Nans asked. Someone is putting a bakery in, just like the cup and cake, right across the street. Isn't that stupid?
Lexi looked out the window. It did look like someone was getting ready to move into that empty store. But who would put a bakery right across from another bakery? Cassie got up and stood right at the window, squinting at the store.
It is stupid, and it looks like they are painting it pink, just like we have in here.
Lexi felt her heart squeeze. Another bakery just like hers? She didn't think she liked that idea much. Jack squeezed her hand and caught her attention, reminding her that she had more important things going on right now. She squeezed back and felt a rush of excitement, thinking of the 2 weeks she was going to spend with Jack in a tropical paradise. She took one more quick look out the window and decided a new bakery across the street wasn't that important. She had better things to focus on, at least for now. The end.